All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today.
Into the back end.
That's right, the back end.
The stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah, all that stuff that you never see, but makes everything work.
Makes it all tick.
Exactly. And specifically, today we're talking Node.js versus Python.
Ooh, yeah, a good one.
Yeah, head to head. So we've got some excerpts here from a piece called Node.js versus Python. Backend Technology Showdown. And yeah, we're going to see who emerges as the champion from this.
Yeah, this will be good.
So to start off, just at the very highest level, what are we talking about here when we compare these two? What are the big differences?
Well, I think the biggest thing right off the bat is that you've got Node.js, which is built on JavaScript.
Okay.
And a lot of web developers are already using JavaScript.
Right.
So it's kind of like a natural...
They're already familiar.
Yeah, exactly. They're already familiar. So it's adding a tool to their belt.
Gotcha.
Whereas Python, it's known for being really easy to learn and very clear.
Okay, so like if you were just starting out.
Yeah, if you're a beginner.
Python might be a good place to start.
Yeah, you know, that's what they always say. Python's really good to start with just because it reads very much like normal language.
Interesting. Okay, and you know, one of the things that our source is talking about was Node.js as being a real powerhouse when it comes to real-time applications.
Yes.
So things like chat apps and, you know, collaborative tools like Google Docs, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And that all comes down to how it's architected.
Right.
So Node.js is built to be what we call event-driven and non-blocking.
Okay. I think I'm going to need you to break that down a little bit.
Yeah, sure, sure. So think of it this way. You know, you go to a restaurant.
Okay.
And you've got a waiter. Mm-hmm. And in the traditional sense, the waiter takes your order, brings you your food, and then goes and helps the next customer.
Right, one at a time.
One at a time.
Okay.
So imagine you've got a waiter who can, like, take your order, run over, grab somebody a drink while their food's being cooked. Like, they're just constantly moving and doing things.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of how Node works.
So that's what makes it so fast.
Exactly. It can handle a lot of different things happening at the same time.
And I know there's something called the event loop as part of this.
Yeah, the event loop is what allows Node to manage all of these connections happening simultaneously. So it's constantly checking, are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, you're right. You get processed now.
Gotcha. So it can kind of keep track of everything that's happening.
Exactly.
So then thinking about Python, what are some things that Python is really good at that maybe Node isn't so much?
Python is really good when you need to process a lot of data.
Okay.
So things like data analysis, machine learning, all that kind of stuff. Python really excels at that.
And that's because it has all these libraries, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's got all these tools built in.
Like pre-built tools.
Pre-built tools. Yeah. So you don't have to code every single thing from scratch.
Oh, that's neat.
You can just kind of plug and play.
So it sounds like both of these have some pretty distinct advantages.
Yeah. They both have their strengths for sure.
So for someone listening, you know, why does all of this even matter?
Well, if you're thinking about building something, you need to know which tool is going to be the best.
Right. Choose the right tool for the job.
Exactly. So if you're building, say, a social media platform and you need instant messaging and real-time notifications, Node's going to be better for that.
Okay.
But if you're building something that's crunching huge amounts of data, you're going to want Python for that.
That makes sense.
So knowing these strengths can really save you a lot of time and headaches down the road.
So it's not about like one being better than the other. It's just that they're good at different things.
Right. Different tools for different jobs.
Okay. So just to kind of recap here, Node.js built on JavaScript, real speedy, good for real-time things.
Exactly.
Python a little easier to learn if you're just starting out and really good for the data-heavy stuff.
That's a great summary.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap up, is there anything else you think our listeners should keep in mind?
Well, you know, one thing to think about is that technology is always changing.
Oh, yeah.
So while Node and Python are really popular now, who knows what the future holds?
That's true.
Maybe there'll be some new technology that comes along and blows both of them out of the water.
Or maybe they'll adapt.
Right. Maybe they'll have to evolve to keep up.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you all for tuning in to this deep dive. I hope you learned something, and we will see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.